Excited to be at FCC. Yes.
Two. Hallelujah. Take your seat. And put your hands together for our praise. Some of you were not dancing when we're doing the praises. Why? You don't dance. Going deeper. Where is the sound coming from? Madina Estate. Madina Estate. Plus 100 max. Plus 100 max. Going deeper. I can hear it from HQ. Can hear it from HQ. HQ plus 600. Who is writing the max? Okay. Going deeper. And do more. May you go deeper and do more. Oh, I said, may you go deeper and do more. Yeah. My aim this morning, like I said in the first session, is to encourage you to go deeper. Listen, the people who go deep, if the conference ends tomorrow. There's the whole conference, and I said one person, one bottles, one chair. I don't know why plenty people sit on one chair. Are we in need of chairs? I just arrange them properly. Amen. And it is those of you who came very late, you missed the first session. All right. We had the first session already, and this is the second session. And then we'll have a third session after break. Why are you not clapping for Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you be young people who will go deeper. Amen. May you be young people who will go deeper. Amen. And may you be young people who will do more. Amen. Listen, people are going deep everywhere except church. Yes, people are going deep everywhere. Everywhere, people are changing levels. Look for this scripture for me. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. Look for that scripture for me. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. Is this second? No, look for 2 Timothy rather. This is not what I'm looking for. 2 Timothy 3, 13. Yes. 2 Timothy 3:13. Listen, including people who are doing bad things. They are, look, the weed smokers, they start with cement paper. They start smoking cement paper until they get to a stage where they start smoking glue and paracetamol syrup. Yes. Bible said that, but the evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. You understand worse and worse? Worse and worse means that they are going deep and deep, but in a negative direction. It is only in church that things don't work. Yeah. We find it very difficult to get perfection at church. People sing at church, they bend the song. Then we say, oh, with time they will change. The people who do bad things, they are strong in the things they do. Yeah. Those who drink alcohol, they started with Coke. Coca-Cola, small, then palm wine, small, then they'll do Smirnoff Ice, small, then they'll do beer, small, until they get to the place where they start drinking vodka. May you be strong. May you go deeper. Listen, my aim is to encourage you that at every level, young people, at every level, you can go deep and deep. You can go deep. Never be satisfied with what you do and where you are. Yeah, give me a gun. I will spray people today. Like if you knock, you'd have put in ice cube. Yeah. Never be satisfied with what you do. You sing small, we clap for you. You think you have arrived. I am encouraged. The movement is too much. I'm getting distracted. The movement is too much. Hallelujah. Yeah. I pray that young people of UD, you will rise up. I said you will rise up. No, I can feel the amen. I said you will rise up. I said you will rise up. I see an army of young people rising up and going deep and deep. Listen, listen, listen. Your safety is in how deep you are. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. You understand worse and worse? Worse is like, it is not enough to be worse, so and worse. It's like you are bad and bad and bad. When it comes to church, everybody's relaxed. Church is the only place everybody's relaxed. Church, church, church. When it comes to the things of God, it is the only, no, the people on this lane, please delete them and let them join. Now, dear, we are doing 1, 2, 3, and 4 lanes. Everybody should find themselves in one of the lanes. Okay, so the people at the other side, please, let's all do a line segment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoosh. Are you here? Are you here? Yeah. I see you waxing strong and strong. I see you going deeper and deeper. Yeah. Sit well, sit well, sit well. Sit well. It's part of the work. We are going to have young people who are going to be wild. Seriously. In this session, I'm going to be preaching on 13 or 15 things you must go deep in. Things you must go deep, very deep in. Yeah. Things you must go deep in. I've just been informed that we are live on Sweet Melodies. We are live on Sweet Melodies. So those of you on Sweet Melodies, you are welcome to Favorite Child Conference happening at the Macarius Church HQ. So we had our first session already. So this is the second session. We want you to enjoy it for 1 hour. And then after that, you go off. But we are here. So all of you on Sweet Melodies, Generation 419, supposed to be Generation 419. Yes. So this is a children's conference and we are enjoying ourselves here at the Macarius Church HQ, East Legon Hills. East Legon Hills. Hallelujah. 15 things you must be, you must go deep in. Yeah. Deep. Never be, like Paul said, he said, I count not myself to have attained. I count not myself to have reached. I count not myself to have achieved. Young people, I don't know where you are going that already you feel that you have reached. Small clapping will clap for you because you sang on the stage. Suddenly, it's like when you are walking, you are in the space. You haven't, I want to announce to you that you haven't reached anywhere. Anywhere. The people who are doing this, they are deep and deep into it. People are deep in football. People are deep in academics. Some of you, you want to represent your school for a quiz. So you are learning. You are very deep in everything you are doing. But when it comes to church, suddenly everybody has plateaued. Everybody is relaxed. There's so much movement around. Everybody should sit down. Everybody should sit down, please. It's a conference. Or going deeper. I can feel it here. Going deeper. Yeah. Number one. Be strong. Go deeper in your quiet time. Some of you are not writing. Go deeper in your quiet time. Listen. If you are a young person, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing is to locate your Bible and have a regular, consistent, quiet time. Hey, what are you doing here? Who invited you? Hey, you have invited these powerful ladies. Mercy. Locate your Bible and listen. We are done with a life without quiet time. If you wake up and you don't do your quiet time, you are a villager. Every serious person who wants to do more, have a regular quiet time. Your quiet time must be regular. Do it more. Do it more. Do it more. I don't know what you think. Who here thinks about his school fees? You think about your school fees. You don't care whether they sack you for school fees or not. Or if they sack you, you go home. Yeah. Go deeper in your quiet time. A regular time you spend with God alone. And last year when we had the conference here, it was one of the things I taught you, how to have a regular quiet time. Yeah. Listen, our generation of pastors are going to come from you. Yes. You are going to be the next pastors of our church. And so when you live your life like this without going deeper, we are afraid. Because you are coming to pastor my children. Because right now I'm pastoring you. You are coming to pastor my children. So I must be confident that the people who are going to be the next generation of pastors are pastors that we can trust our children into their hands. Listen, there are a lot of pastors who don't have their quiet time. I'll tell you. Most pastors don't have their quiet time. Most pastors don't pray. Most pastors, as for lady pastors, I don't want to talk about them. Lady pastors, I don't want to talk about them. Most pastors don't pray. Don't live a life where you wake up, you cannot take your Bible. Rather, you are chasing kanzo. You are chasing yesterday's jollof in your house. I see you having a regular quiet time. Go deep. Have a Bible. Many of you don't even have a Bible. You don't have a Bible. The only Bible in your house is your mother's engagement Bible. That Bible, they wrote on it that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Engagement Bible doesn't save anybody's life. Even your mother, that your father used the Bible to marry her, she herself, she doesn't read the Bible. The day you see your mother reading the Bible, it means that there's an emergency. Either she had a bad dream or your rent has expired. And so she has tied her scarf with scarf. Midnight, she has come to kneel down. Oh, erade mabawe name, erade buame. Erade buame, erade buame. Oh, erade, erade. If you see your mother praying, it means that there's a problem. May you not be like that. Psalm 8 said that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. Because of thy enemies, and that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. May God use you to silence the enemy. Do you understand these scriptures? When we say we are using you to silence the enemy, let's say we are going for quiz. We are going to have a quiz. What class are you in? Grade 5. Stand up. Who else is in grade 5? No. So stand up. Grade 5. Who is in grade 5? Which church is this? Estate, this is your destiny, your contestant. Which church is this? Yellow, which church is this? Ogojo, give me grade 5. No, you what class? What class? Form 1. Okay, Form 1, stand up. One Form 1 from each group, stand up. Come, Form 1, come. Who is in Form 1 here? Are you people don't have anybody from Form 1? Come. Form 1, you don't know Form 1. JHS 1 is the same as Form 1. Form 2. Class 7. Class. Okay, but they don't go to school. Okay, you come. HQ. Form 1. HQ, give me somebody from Form 1. Class 7. Come. Class 7. Come. Which church is this? Ashalebocho, give me somebody from Form 1. Come. Uh-huh. So we are going to have a. That mightest still and the Avenger and then. So HQ. HQ, where's your rep? Come, hurry up. The way you are walking, you look like you don't win the quiz. Form 1. Form 1. Form 1. Uh-huh. Give me the scripture. I said that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the. I'm interested in the last part. He said, thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Form 1. Form 1. Form 1. Then these people, as they are coming for the quiz, they brought this one. What class?
Class 1.
Now, when we had the quiz, these people, they have won. It means that thou has still the enemy. You have made the enemy silent. The class 1 person has won the quiz. Yeah. you are going to be a group of young people who know the Bible. I'm tired. I said, you will know the Bible. I said, you will know the Bible. You will have a regular quiet time.
Number two, sit down.
You go deeper in songs. Everybody say deeper in songs. One of the things that will make you spiritual are songs. Never downplay the importance of songs. Songs can make you spiritual, and they can also make you unspiritual. Some of you, the songs you listen to, you listen to a lot of rubbish and a lot of baller and toilet. Your mother has bought a phone for you, and your phone is full of toilet. You are listening to silly people. Look, I want you to know that those artists, some of them, when you look at their hair, as if they've never bathed, and their hair looks like they are being electrocuted. They are singlet. We can't tell the color of it. Hey, those songs will never make you spiritual. Yeah. One day. Everybody say one day. Saul was being tormented by evil spirits. Look for that scripture. First Samuel chapter 16. Look for that scripture. First Samuel chapter 16. And maybe start from verse 14 and let's see whether there's something in verse 14. Quickly. I don't have time. First Samuel. The one at the projector, please help me, okay? First Samuel. Verse 14. Let's start from verse 14. Verse 14 will help us. It's like, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from the Lord troubled. Even the servant can see that an evil spirit was worrying Saul. Then the servant suggested, and they said in verse 16, they said what? Now let our Lord now command thy servant. Please give me NLT. This one the children don't understand. This commanded, come thou. He said, let us find who? Oh, I can't hear. Let us find who? Let us find a good musician to play the harp. Whenever the tormenting spirit troubles you, he will play a soothing music and you will soon be well again. Listen, if, softly, okay, play like T.D. Jakes is preaching. That look like American preacher. People don't believe me, and I'll be preaching in America. Now listen, if music can drive away evil spirits, it means that music can also bring in evil spirits. I don't know why you are not clapping. You are not clapping for this revelation. Yeah. Music is very important. It is an important part of your Christian life. Have good music on your phone. Good music. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 19, he said, therefore, write ye this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouth. Write the song and put it in their mouth. Hey, songs are spiritual. Do you know why it is difficult for you to learn Christian songs? But it is easier for you to learn that useless area singing that you posted in. Those songs, when they come, nobody teach you. Or before you see, you can sing it. They just have to play it once and you get it. Meanwhile, church songs, we open your mouth, we pour it inside. Still, you can't get it. You cannot get it. Draw me deeper, deeper into your word of truth. You see how you're looking at my face? But let me bring another song right now. You see that? You stand up. You stand up. Yeah. He said, write the song and put it in the mouth of the children. Hey, in this church, we will teach you the songs that prophet has written. We will teach you. We will teach you. We will teach you. Oh, we will teach you. You will learn it. Oh, you will learn it. You cannot convince me you cannot convince me that toilet is sweeter than jollof. No, you can't convince me. You cannot convince me. Most of the songs you listen to, toilet, I'm telling you, go deep in learning songs. Go deep. You say you are a musician, you cannot sing. When we give you microphone, you cannot sing. You cannot sing. But you be deep in your singing ministry. Yeah. Your songs. When we look on your phone, which you have nice music. Music that will, like it changes the environment. When we start playing the music, you can see that the whole atmosphere has changed. The mood has changed. Mood changing music.
Purify my heart. Let me be as good and precious silver. Purify my heart.
You see, you don't know songs. You don't know songs. You don't know songs. Listen, you can go deeper. I say you can go what? Deeper. Let something encourage you to go deep. Yeah. I'm encouraging you. All I came to do is to encourage you to go deep. All I came to do is to encourage you. Look, if you are here, you are not born again. It's your matter. But right now, if you are here, you are not born again. You are back. We are encouraging people who are doing things to be deep in what they are doing. Yeah. When I was in school, around class 4, class 3. I wasn't serious. No, I wasn't serious. Sometimes the school, I didn't go. When I got to class 5, we had a teacher. Everybody say, we had a teacher. He came to teach us a poem. Oh, do you know the poem? The whole poem was about 20 frogs that were going to school. 20 frogs. 20 froggies went to school. Down beside a rushy pool, 20 little coats of green. 20. I didn't like the poem. If 20 frogs are going to school, how does it affect my life? 20 frogs. I don't even know where he had the poem from. But the teacher used to beat us. Hey, that poem, man. Oh, the man has beaten us. Oh. He has beaten us because of that poem. But when we got to class 6, we had another teacher who taught us a poem. Then the poem says that the height that great men reached and kept weren't attained by a sudden flight. Even the English in the poem alone is nice compared to 20 frogs that were going to school. The height that great men reached and kept weren't attained by a sudden flight. But they, while their companions slept, kept on toiling upwards in the night. May something ginger you to keep on toiling upwards in the night, to keep going deep and deep, to keep going deeper and deeper. Amen. Number three. Go deeper in attending camps and conferences. Go deep. Attending camps. This church, we attend camps. Oh no, I have to tell you, this family that you have joined, we attend what we call camps. Yeah. This church, we attend camps. You see, and you see, when I'm saying that you should go deeper, another thing that don't make people go deeper is comparing themselves to themselves. You see, when you compare yourself with somebody, you will think that you are doing well. Anytime you compare, you cannot convince me that seven is better than 11. But in the same group, 7 and 11, they are all failures. Yeah. If the moment you begin to compare yourself with another person, you would think that you have done well. And some of you, that is what you do. That's why you don't do much. Because you compare yourself with another person. Yeah. Never, that thing, don't do it. Yeah. Pastor Peter, there you are. You are a pastor. He's a pastor. He's a pastor. A pastor appointed in our church. He's a pastor. How many conferences have you done this year? Zero. This conference is my fifth conference. Don't you think that, I don't want you to clap. Don't you think that by now, I should look for a glass of wine and be doing cheers to life? Yeah, because I've done five. This is fifth conference. And I have a number of conferences to do. Don't you think that by now, I should be feeling great or? Yeah. This year, I went to collect non-UD churches. Churches that are not in our church. No, I went to collect them. And I said that I was going to do a camp for them. Monday morning. But you came for the camp.
I was there with you.
He came. I was there. He arrived with his pink Ecolac. He said he has come for the camp. Don't you think that by now I should be clapping for myself? But you see, one of the things you should realize is that when they are calling pastors, you will go some. And one of the things that shouldn't fool you are titles, especially in our church here. Titles. Titles doesn't mean anything. One day I called a certain pastor and I told him that you say you are a pastor. If they start calling pastors, Pastor Chris will come. Pastor Chris is not Reverend Chris. So if they are calling Reverend, he will come. So they are calling Reverend and Pastor Reverend Chris is going and me too, I'm going. Don't you think I'll feel shy? They are calling Reverend and Reverend is to Annaba is going and I'm also going. Reverend Apiakofi is going and I'm also going. You when they call pastors, Pastor Benny will come. Pastor Dr. Mesa Otabe will come. Yeah, all the pastors will come. And you say you are also a pastor. Won't you be shy? No, I'm saying that won't you be shy? One day. I went to First Love. And Prophet was leading us in the prayer meeting called Between the Porch and the Altar. Listen to the story well. As we were praying, the prophet started explaining that there are various stages in the ministry. He said there's level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. He started explaining. Then he said that as he is explaining the thing, everybody should know which level they are in. So I told myself that based on the explanation, I think that I'm in level 2. Everybody say level 2. Oh, I can't just say level 2. Then he said that, okay, right now, level 1 people will come to the front and they'll come and pray. When they are done, level 2 will come. Then level 3 will come. So he said, now, if you think you are in level 1, come forward. I was standing at the back. Now, when I saw the people going forward, one of the people I saw going for level 1 was Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. And I said, Bishop Ogo says he's in level 1. So I ran. No speed, oh. No, if Bishop Ogo says he's in level 1, that means my negative. I ran. I overtook him. When I got to the front, he was standing and I knelt down. Yeah. Because you see, you have started comparing yourself with your friends and you think that you are doing well. It is the reason you are not going deep. Is the reason you are not doing anything? Because you are just dancing and you feel that by dancing, you have made it. Thank God I made it. You have made it because you are just dancing for God. I see you going deeper. I see you doing more. Oh, I said, I see you doing more. Yeah. Attending camps. Attend more. Look, camps will change your lives. You go for excursion, true or false? Don't you go for excursion? Anybody who goes for excursion can also go for a camp. Yeah. You go for excursion. Sometimes when we say we are going for camps, you see your parent, as for my son, he doesn't share toilet with anyone. One day a parent told me, my son cannot share washroom. I said, as your son is coming, put washroom in his back and bring him. Your son cannot share washroom with people. My son, if he sleep in the room with people, he can't sleep well. His body will pain him. At the end, his body will pain. The rest of us, we sleep on the cement. Hey, some of you, your parents are the reason you won't do well. Because they overprotect you. My son doesn't eat this. My daughter doesn't eat this. Hey, me, my children, unless the thing is not food, unless it's not called food, they eat everything. Yeah. You can't go. If they go to camps and they come, they get rashes. As for my children, the first day at the place, they can't sleep. Hey, they get infection. You first day at the place, you can't sleep. Then you are not tired. You are not tired. Me, unless the thing is not called mattress, I will just sleep. Yeah. Camps, attend camps. Go deeper in attending camps. Next one. Go deeper in reading Christian books. Everybody say Christian books. Anybody who can read should read Christian books. By the grace of God, our pastor, Bishop Dr. Hayward Mills, he has written a lot of books. Clap for Bishop Dr. Hayward Mills. Clap. Look, the books he has written, all the books he has written, they are books that can be preached to young people. And this conference we are doing, going deeper and doing more, is a book he has written. You would think that this book is for pastors. No, when you see this book, you pass by, you think it's for pastors. It's not for pastors. It's for young people. But when do you want to go deep? You must go deep when you are young. It's not when you become an old man, you can't do anything. Now we are telling you to go deep. Going deeper. I said going deeper. I said going deeper. Oh, go deeper. You are deep in many, many, many things. People are deep in funerals. One of the things I don't like is funerals. Hey, if you go for funeral, there are a lot of instructions at funeral. Card number, registration number, GT221/10 should pack well because they are bringing the coffin. Hey, the only nice thing about funeral is the jollof. I don't know if you can see that jollof, funeral jollof is different. It's better than wedding jollof, or yeah. You see that it's better because that jollof, it was prepared by different people. Your auntie from Tepa, she came. Your grandmother from Atebubu, she also came. The one at Aflau, she also came. So as they were preparing, talking, saliva has entered the thing, all mixed up. So the flavor is different. As for wedding jollof, you can see that the jollof is anemic. It's not red. But I don't like funeral because there's nothing real about funeral. The only real thing about funeral is the person who has died. The rest, everybody is faking. Only two people are sad at the funeral. A lot of instruction. They say the person who has died said they shouldn't bury him right now. They should wait small. Hey! One day. Oh, you don't like the story. One day. Two brothers. Everybody say two brothers. They were fighting. They were insulting themselves. They insulted themselves. Then one of them said that, hey. Shh. And they are crying. Allow them to cry. It's part of the conference. Children's conference, they must be crying. As they were fighting, then one of them said that, if I die, don't come for my funeral. If I die, don't come for my funeral. Oh! Behold. Everybody say, behold. It came to pass. It came to pass. That brother who said if he dies, the other one shouldn't come, he died. Everybody say, oh, he died. Now, when he died, listen to the story. When he died, you see, when you die, we have to bury you. Now, burial comes with a lot of cost. Now, the man who has the money to help the funeral is the brother that they say he shouldn't come for the funeral. You too, when you were dying, you didn't leave money that when you die, we should use the money to bury you. So the elders in the family said that they are going to call the other one who died, they are going to call the ghost and ask him that, now that you have died, you know, if you are finding it very difficult to bury you, so how far? Everybody say, how far? Have you left some money somewhere that we can use to buy the coffin at least so that we can bury? So when they went to call the man's spirit, the elders came back and said that the man who had died, he said that he has forgiven the other brother. the one they say shouldn't come for the funeral. They said the ghost of the one who has died said that, or the Nibonia Chen, Afi, he can come for the funeral. If you were that brother, will you come for the funeral? No, 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 I'll come. The man said, I shouldn't come for the funeral, so I'll come. There's nothing real about funeral. Wedding, dear, everything is real. Wedding, we don't care whether the bride is happy with the groom or the groom is not happy. We came to eat. Yeah, we came to. I mean, you see, wedding, the feeling is different. I do. It's like the thing is simple. I prefer to officiate a wedding more than funeral. A wedding, the funeral. The Bushampen is not happy. The Bushampen said they must do some amamre before they bury the man. Hey, what are all this? Hallelujah. Read Christian books. You must have a book you are reading. One day when I was pastoring one of our churches in Tamale, I was there in the morning and a parent came to see me. He said he has a testimony to share with me. Every pastor loves to hear testimony. So when he came, I said, oh, share with your testimony. He said, glory, hallelujah. I said, amen. Hallelujah, I said, amen. He said, pastor, can you believe my son, Jeremiah, he cannot read daily graphic. Then I told him that out of this place, your son's ability to read daily graphic is not an achievement. Out. You can read daily graphic. You cannot read Christian books. You cannot read a Bible. Go deeper in reading books. Books are a blessing. By the grace of God in our church, we don't struggle to get books to read. I said, I can preach all the books Bishop Dark has written to you, including Modern Marriage. One day we'll have a conference here and the title will be Modern Marriage. You like it? You like it? Quiet time there, you won't do. You want to hear Modern Marriage. Bad children. God is forgiving you all your sins in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Next one. Go deeper in listening to podcasts. Go deeper. Oh, you see, all these things, I assume you are doing them, so you are going deep. If you are not doing them, you better start doing them. Yeah. Romans 10:17. Is there something there? So then, is that the scripture? Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Why is that the poor at the project? I have to quote the scripture before they bring it. I know the scripture, so I'll quote it. Romans 10:17, not Romans 3:17. You think you can spoil my preaching? You can't spoil it. I know the scriptures back to back. Romans 10:17. If there's no scripture like that, leave me. I'll preach. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Don't worry, what they put there is wrong. And hearing by the word of God. Yeah. What you hear affects you. Shall I say it again? What you hear affects you. What you hear, it greatly affects you. Hey, sit well, sit well. If this is how you sit in class when they are teaching maths, you won't do well in maths. Sit properly so that your parents will know you came for conference. I don't take her serious. Sit well. Conference there, you have to look serious. Your parents who say they are going for conferences, this is what they do. They go and buy your kegari gobe, then they will send it to their place, say they've gone for workshop. But I want them to know that you have come for a real conference. Faith comes by hearing. What you hear. What you hear. A lot of people who do well, it is based on the things they have heard. And in this church, we teach you to listen to preaching. Listen to what? Preaching. Listen to a preaching message. When our pastor preaches, it is put on what we call podcast. Everybody must be on podcast. You listen to other things. You have the phone, you have data, but you listen to other things. Yeah. But you are changing. I see you listening to messages. You see, when your mother enters your room, she should hear a message playing. Yeah. That's how can your mother will take you serious and your mother will know that you have changed. Most of you don't listen to messages. You don't listen to messages. You don't even find it important to listen to message. Wake this brother up. Wake him up. Wake him up. But if I'm preaching and you are sleeping, he's from your hometown. Call him. They should call the hometown people to untie him. Anybody sleeping is from your hometown. Call your who's happening to untie you. No, you have to listen to what I'm saying. Are you still here?
Yeah.
In our church, in our family, this family, we listen to preaching messages. It's part of the family ethics. There are some families, they drink cereal every evening before they sleep. Yeah. There are some families, once in the week, they go out to eat at a restaurant. Or this type of Dada B family. Some of you, the last time you went to a restaurant, you can't remember. Also in our family here, we listen to what we call podcast. Everybody say podcast. Say podcast addict. Yeah, these are things you should know. We listen to podcast. A preaching message by our pastor. We listen. But if Bishop Dagi what means preaches, I don't think it is difficult for you to understand. Hey, you see what you are doing. You see what you are doing. Wake up. You are not serious at the conference. The next time I'll sack you. Could you go and sit down? Or I should prophesy. I can see. I see something around this area. Saraba Siri. I see something. Stand up. Cash. I see something. Turn your head to the left side small. I've seen it. Come. Jesus. No, don't wear your shoe. Come. Don't you come. Karabashiaba. Your mother. Stand. Your mother. Yeah. Your mother. She's a woman. True of us. Munjede. You know like the prophecy. I said, your mother is a woman, true of us.
True.
Jesus. Hey, stand up. You stand up. Hey, this one. You stand up. Stand here. Take five steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Take 2 steps. 1, 2. Take 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. How many is that? 10. Your mother's telephone number, if you count the numbers one by one, is 10. True of us. Hey! Are you going to learn the prophecy? Hey! I'm feeling preach. I won't preach again. I'm leaving. No, I'm leaving. I'm going to my church. I see something here. I hear the letter K. K. You stand up. Yes. What's your name? What's your local name? Eh? Which day were you born? No, which day? Wednesday. Wednesday is what? Jesus. 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 Sa. I see. Sa. She. I see another letter. I see P. P. Who is P? Stand up. What's your name? Sharaba. What's your mother's name?
Sarah Kitiko.
What's your father's name? Philip starts with what? Ha! Prophesy. Sit down, let's preach. Mopa grow. Hey, Modemo. Last one. You want last prophecy? I can see something here. I can see something here. Because I saw O. I saw O. Which branch are you coming from? Ogbojo. Sarabas. You don't like, you don't like prophecy, eh? You don't like prophecy. No, let's preach. Hey, Mupa, grow. Next one. Go deeper in memorizing scriptures. Go deeper in what? Memorizing scriptures. Listen, in times of temptation, what can save you is a scripture. Yeah. Now, you see, we have people who don't know scripture. We even have pastors who don't know scriptures. Yes. When I was being trained as a pastor, we have something we call SAP 1, SAP 2, PAP 1, PAP 2, POP. These are things we write. And when we are, look, SAP 1 is a big deal. You write the exams manually and you come for what we call orals. Now, the oral examination, about 6 pastors are sitting down and you are here and they are asking you the questions. Yeah, that's how come we learned scriptures. Now, we have pastors who don't know scriptures. We have lady pastors. As for the lady pastors, I don't want to talk about them. We have lady pastors who cannot preach. Okay. One of the things I don't like and it puts me off is a pastor preaching and kept shouting, "The Bible, shit, the Bible." Every time the Bible says, what, where is the Bible talking? What is the Bible saying? Where is the Bible saying? Show us. Show us where the Bible is saying the thing. Hey. Recently, as they were appointing the pastors, I saw one lady pastor. Hey, when I saw her yellow, hey, it was yellowy. When I saw her fascinator, it was like satellite dish. I was asking myself, this woman, can she preach? How many scriptures does she know? We have people who don't know scriptures. Look for Acts chapter 18, verse 24 for me. Acts 18, 24. Quickly, I'm closing. He said, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus." Mighty in the scriptures. Are you mighty in the scriptures? How many scriptures do you know? You are here. You don't think about anything, but it's difficult for you to learn scriptures. Listen, if you learn one scripture a day, listen to the mathematics. If you learn one scripture a day, by the time the year is ending, you would have learned 366 scriptures. You are not clapping because it doesn't make sense to you. Just tell yourself that every day, listen, maybe every day you cannot. It's okay, no problem. Every week, you will know one scripture. By the time the year is ending, you would have learned 52 scriptures. Now, 52 scriptures, by the time you are getting to 18 years, you are a terrific terror in the kingdom. Yeah. Most people don't know scriptures. Most people don't know scriptures. The first time I heard Prophet Kakra preach, hey! Charlie, they quoted the scriptures from 2 Chronicles. Then they said we should end there. Let's go to Nahum. And he was just reciting the things. You cannot learn scriptures. What can you learn? You devote your time to learn lyrics of useless musicians who don't know their left from their right. And some of you are on TikTok already. You don't know scriptures. You don't know scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. He said, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to..." I didn't say Samuel. You are worrying me. You are worrying me. You cannot tell me I don't know the scriptures I'm preaching with. "And that from a child..." Listen, when you read the Bible and you hear child, youth, young people, children, you should know that the scripture is calling your name. that scripture should be important to you. Any scripture you see that your name is inside, that scripture should be very, very important to you. Very important to you. And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which scriptures will make you wise. They will make you wise. The scriptures will make you wise. I am a school dropout, but the people who are in academia, you cannot just bring a fat. Yeah. When I was doing my thesis, I did maternal characteristics influencing birth weight and the growth of child in the first year of life. Every line, Aziz et al. Yeah, do you know Aziz et al? It's like you have read somebody's paper and then you are referencing. Yeah, it tells the quality of work you have produced. The pastor is preaching, we can't hear scriptures. You are coming to preach for 1 hour and the scriptures to preach with, you don't know them. Sit down. We have so much movement around. Hey, come. I've sacked you from the conference. Go home. Or you beg. Sit down. I say it's a conference. Going deeper. I said going deeper. And that's from a child. Hey, your parents said they cannot quote scriptures. They cannot learn it. They are thinking about school fees and rent. Your parents are thinking about school fees and rent. This is the time for you to learn scriptures. Go deeper in the scriptures. He said, a man called Apollos, he was mighty in scriptures. Are you mighty in the scriptures? Are you mighty in the scriptures? Yeah. Tomorrow is Sunday. If like dare me, let's go to any branch and call a lady pastor that tomorrow she's preaching. You will see the chaos. Yeah. We have lady pastors who cannot preach. We have pastors who cannot preach. When they are preaching, you keep hearing, hallelujah. Anybody who preach and say hallelujah more than 3 times, she doesn't know what he is saying. Hallelujah. 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 When I started, how many hallelujah have I said? The things I have to say, there are a lot that I don't have time to even be saying hallelujah for you to be saying amen. Hallelujah. You are coming to preach. You are coming. Woe unto you if your pastor doesn't know scriptures. May you be mighty in the scriptures. Young people are saying, may you be mighty in the scriptures. Yeah. You see, because the danger is that one day we'll make you a pastor. One day, as you are here, one day we'll call you and we'll tell you that you are a pastor. Yes. Now, when we tell you are a pastor, you must be a true reflection of a pastor. One day, I called one of our pastors. I was on Facebook and I saw that they will be appointing him, they will be ordaining him a reverend that morning, Saturday into Sunday, and I called him. I said, I have just seen that you'll be ordained as a pastor, as a reverend. He said, yes. I said, you must learn to do what reverends do. Because when we make you a reverend, look, here when we make you a reverend, it's not a title, it's work. Yeah. Yeah. It is conferred on you. On the certificate, it is said that it is confirmed on you, okay, to officiate marriages, baptism, and all religious sacraments. Yeah. And when I was ordained a reverend, one of the things I told myself was that I would try and do all those functions at least once and see how it is. Somebody has died, and I told them that I want to come and do the burial. Hey, some 23-year-old girl be at that. I said, I want to come and do the burial. They said, okay. I wore my clerical and I arrived. I got to a point where I don't know what to do. I told them that they should wait. I'm coming. I went to enter my car and I took my phone. I called one bishop. He didn't pick. I called another bishop. He also didn't pick. I called the third bishop. He didn't pick. I said, hey, Eningwasia is coming. Then I called one mother in first love. I said, then she picked. And I said, I am in the middle of officiating a funeral. I've come to this junction. I don't know what to do. What he said, this part is the Ebusuampeni who is supposed to do it. I said, hold on. Anytime I'm fixed, I'll call you again. So when I got there, I told the people that, where's the Ebusuampeni? I said, close the casket and bring me the casket. That's how come I was able to successfully officiate the funeral. Yeah. I told myself that one day I was sleeping. It was so funny. I was sleeping Thursday night into Friday. Pastor Richard, as I was sleeping, then I had a call around 11:40 something. Somebody called first one. I didn't pick. Second one. Third one. Then my wife said, I picked the caller. Somebody's calling you. When I picked the call, the person said, hello. He said, is it Reverend Nika? I said, tomorrow, you are supposed to officiate an engagement at St. Anthony's at Odoko. I said, I said, okay. I didn't even ask who the person was. I don't know the person. Then my wife said, who was that? I said, I don't know the person. He said, but you should have asked who the person was. I said, it's because I don't want to go. He said, no, you can't say you don't want to go. You are a reverend minister. When I finally arrived at the engagement, I didn't know anybody. I don't know the bride. I don't know the groom. I don't know Fadine. I don't know anybody. It was only one guy who knows me. I don't even know him. He knows me. And he told me that he is the one there to make sure I have come to do the ceremony. When we send you, can you go? Be mighty in the scriptures. I said, be mighty in the scriptures. Use your time to learn scriptures. Now, you see, you must learn scriptures because you are able to learn other things. All of you sitting down here, you know the 20 elements. That complex thing, you know it. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium. You know it. Oh, if I don't clap for me. I don't clap. You think I didn't go to school? I went to school. Yeah. You know that when acid and base react, they form salt and water at your age in class 5. You know that acid turned blue, litmus paper red. You know it. You know phenolphthalein and you know metal orange. But when it comes to quoting scriptures, you are in JHS 3. You know the law of diminishing returns. You know it. But when it comes to quoting scriptures, suddenly you cannot. You know everything apart from quoting scriptures. I pray for you. May you go deeper in the scriptures. I say, may you go deeper in the scriptures. Let the Bible be your friend. One week, learn a scripture. It will save your life. I'm telling you, it will totally save your life. Next one, go deeper in watching preaching videos. Ever say preaching videos? Yeah. Some of you at your age, instead of watching preaching videos, you watch pornography. You don't know what pornography can do to you. Yeah, it's a very bad thing. My take on pornography is in Ezekiel 23. Give me Ezekiel 23 in NLT. My take on pornography is in Ezekiel 23. Look for that scripture for Ezekiel 23. Give me NLT. Go. Verse 2. Keep going. Verse 3. 4. No. Verse 2. I like verse 2. He said, son of man, once there were two sisters who were daughters of the same mother. Hello, and that is good though. You understand the scriptures better than this King James that say, thou oughtest goest, cometh not. They became prostitutes in Egypt. Even as young girls, they allow men to fondle their breasts. I don't preach again. I should continue. Come back. Hey, the one at the control room, when we close, I'll give you $100. They became prostitutes in Egypt, even as young girls. Some of you young girls, you are here. Your math teacher has been playing with your breast. Your math teacher, Mr. Usu, he plays with your breast. Shame on you. Shame on you. You are looking at my face. Your ICT teacher says that you are his girlfriend and you have been laughing about it. Last time, he pressed your buttocks and you were happy. You even told him that the Bible said that whatever you do to the left, do it to the right. Silly girl. Please bring my scripture. I'll give you the money again. They allowed men, I said, this is my take on pornography. They allowed men to fondle their breasts. Verse 4, we are going. Their older sister was named Ohola, and her sister was Oholiba. I married them, and they became, then they bore me sons and daughters. I am speaking of Samaria and Jerusalem. For Ohola is Samaria, and Oholiba is Jerusalem. Let's go. Then Ohola lusted after other lovers instead of me, and she gave birth to the love of the Assyrian officers. She gave her love to them. Some of you have given your love to other things. You have given your love to useless things. My time is up. They were all attractive. They were all attractive young men, captains and commanders, dressed in handsome blue, charioteers driving their horses. These are the things you fall in love with. So she prostituted. Hey, there's a word like that. Eh? Prostituted. She prostituted herself with the most desirable men of Assyria, worshipping their idols and defiling herself. This is a story of a young girl, two young girls. Oh, you are waiting for me to say verse 8. Verse 8. For when she left Egypt, she did not leave her spirit of prostitution behind. Prostitution is a spirit. Pornography is a spirit. It's a spirit. Fornication is a spirit. Disobedience is a spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. King James. Ephesians 2, 2. Ephesians 2, 2. King James. Quickly. Hey, you are not helping me at all. Ephesians 2, 2. King James. He said, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So I'm saying this scripture to tell you that disobedience is a spirit. You think you just disobey your parents. There's a spirit causing you to disobey your mother. Your mother talk, you talk back. Your mother talk, you lift your hand in the air. Yeah. Oh, boom. Oh, boom. That's your jimaclaric behavior. You understand that jimaclaric behavior that nobody can correct you. They look like Reverend is angry. I'm not angry. I'm not angry. Please go back to Ezekiel 23, where we were. I'm closing. Ezekiel 23, I've given me Ephesians 2:2. Hey, the one working at the control room there is suffering. No, don't worry, I'll pay you $100. So I handed her over to her Assyrian lovers, whom she desires so much. 10. They stripped her, took away her children as their slaves, and then killed her. After she received her punishment, her reputation was known to every woman in the land. Yeah. If you're a bad girl, everybody will know of you. Everybody will know of you. Those of you listening to us on Sweet Melodies, I think your time is up. This has been Favorite Child Conference. Or this is Favorite Child Conference at Macarius. Clap for our listeners on Sweet Melodies. It's time for them to go. Their time is up. But we are here till 5 o'clock. And tomorrow too, we are here the whole day. Yeah. This is Favorite Child Conference 2024 right here in the Macarius Church HQ. We are enjoying us. It's a children for young. It's a conference for young people. Only. There are no adults. All the adults, they will sack them. It's only for young people. So God bless you. You can also go on Facebook Live and watch us. Go to Macarius, the Macarius Church HQ. Okay, we are live. We are streaming Facebook Live. Okay, you can watch. You can continue the service from that side. Please go back to my scripture. Yeah. Verse 11. Yet even though Oholiba saw what has happened to Ohola, her sister, she followed right in her footsteps. Some of you can see that the one in front of you has done something bad, but you cannot help it. Because the thing is a spirit. So a spirit controls you. She, even though she saw how her sister ended, she followed right in her footstep. And she was even more depraved, abandoning herself to lust, to her lust in prostitution. Hey, who cried, show me this scripture? He said, she found all over the Assyrian officers, those captains and commanders in handsome uniforms. This is where you watch pictures. You watch pictures. Eh? Pornography. Somebody's in America and they have acted a movie and you are here at Ogbojo and your penis has become hard. Silly boy. You are watching something on screen and suddenly you can't control yourself. you begin to masturbate. Attractive, all of them attractive young men. Some of you are sitting down here, you have boyfriends. You are quiet. You have boyfriends. Why not you have boyfriends? And some of you are crashing. You are crashing on your headmaster. Hey! You are okay. Your parents have sent you to school to go and learn, you know. You are crashing on your headmaster. Many sandepone. What type of people are we bringing forth? Headmaster. You are crashing on your ICT teacher.
Say, please, have you eaten? Can I go and buy you food?
I want to share. Self put put.
Say, please, are you going home? Can I follow you?
What say? You are here. Your English madam. You are crashing on your madam. On the English madam. Please give me the scripture back, eh? So that it doesn't look like a. Hey, verse 13. I saw the way she was going, defiling herself, just like her older sister. 12. Then she carried her prostitution even further. She's going deeper. This one, the younger one, she's going deeper. That's what I'm saying, that going deeper is for young people. If you're a young person, you are not going deeper yet. You are doing something bad. She carried her prostitution even further, and she fell in love with pictures. This is where the prostitution, falling in love with pictures. Some of you, some useless celebrity somewhere, you look at the picture and kiss it. Hey, put it on your heart before you sleep. Useless boy. She fell in love with pictures that were painted on the wall. Pictures of Babylonian military officers. Some of you here, your boyfriend is assemblyman in your area. And I said, hey, we have to close and go and eat. Are you hungry? Yeah. I'm not if you say you are hungry. Okay, I'm not if you say we should continue the preaching. You like the preaching. No, I'm also hungry. Since morning, I've not eaten, so I have to eat. Please, my scripture back. Outfitted in striking red uniform. Red, this is where it comes from. That Valentine red. This is where it comes from. That red, Valentine, everybody want to wear red. Which one in red? It's Lego. Valentine for no more. Going deeper and doing more. Yeah. Red, striking red uniform. I said, prostitution and pornography and masturbation. This is the scripture. Ezekiel 23. When you go home, pictures of Babylonian military officers outfitted in striking red uniforms. Hi. Verse 15. Handsome belt encircled their waist, and flowing turbans crowned their heads. They were dressed like chariot officers from the land of the Babylonians. These are meaty human beings. Next one. He said, when she saw these paintings, she longed to give herself to them. When she saw the paintings, she longed to give herself to them. So she sent messages to the Babylonians to invite them to come to her. Hey! They are going deeper. Some of you girls, you invite the boys. My mother is not in the house. Please come. You invite the guys. You invite the guys. There is some guy in your DM right now as I speak. He's chatting you. You told him you are coming for conference. He said he shouldn't come. Oh, don't mind that useless pastor. What's his name? Oh, Reverend Ikemun. Don't mind him. He's a foolish boy. Your boyfriend has insulted me that I'm a foolish boy. He too is a foolish boy. Go and tell him that the pastor says he's a foolish boy. Text him right now. Yeah. So they came and committed adultery with her, defiling her in the bed of love. After being defiled, however, she rejected them in disgust. Now, anybody you are not married with, if you have sex with a person, after that, the hatred the person has for you is more than the love the person had for you. That was the same thing that happened in the case of Tamar and Amnon. Yeah. Look for that scripture, Tamar and Amnon. Tamar and Amnon. Is this 2 Samuel chapter 16 or 17 or something like that? Tamar and Amnon. Look for that scripture for me. Yeah. Keep this scripture and go there. I'm linking the things. You say you only read the scriptures. You say you read the scriptures. Yeah. Are you looking for that scriptures? Yeah. King David's children, Tamar. All right. Amnon half sister. 2 Samuel chapter 13. You start from verse 1 for us. Start from verse 1 for us. 2 Samuel. Is it 2 Samuel or 1 Samuel? 2 Samuel. Look for where they said that. And the love he had for her, and the hatred he had for her, was more than the love he had for her. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No. This one, give it to me in King James. 13:15. Give it to me in King James. Give it to me. He said, then Amnon hated her exceedingly. No, maybe let's start. So the end of this scripture is that Tamar, Amnon succeeded in sleeping with Tamar. He said, though he was sick, they should come and cook food for her. And the half-sister came to cook food for her. He catched the girl and then had sex with her. And in verse 15, we're told that then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherein he hated her was greater than the love wherein he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. Yeah. Those of you doing boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm telling you, that is why you hear that they said somebody's boyfriend has poured acid on her. Yes. Because after the person has chill your pioto, no, I have to say it in Ghana because NML, those of you listening to us and you are in America, there's something we call achipioto. Achipioto is a Greek word. It means remover of panties. Achipioto. After he has chilled the pioto and everything, the thing now convert to hatred. 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 You don't know why the boy is slapping you, but you like him. Slapping you. The boy hates you so much. He slap you. He pour acid on you. He kick you. You jump the wall and you go and meet the boy. You say, it's a spirit. Sweetheart, back to sender. I don't know whether I'm preaching though. I'm preaching there. I have to close. Please, our other scripture in seconds, Ezekiel 23. Let's finish up and go and eat. Yeah. So, in the same way, I became disgusted with Oholibah and rejected her, just as I had rejected the sister, because she flaunted herself before them and gave herself to satisfy their lust. You give yourself to satisfy somebody's lust. When the person needs you. And you see, usually, because the thing is a feeling, after they had that hatred for you, and you go away, when they need you again, they call you. Yes, they call you. You have now become like a spare tire. If you want to classify it and garnish it well, you have become like an airbag. Do you know an airbag? An airbag is needed only in times of emergency. That's what an airbag does. I've driven many cars in my life. I've never seen the airbag before. Could you sit down? Okay. Oh, close right now, okay. Hey, could you form her? Yeah. Yet she turned even to greater prostitution. This girl, she's going deep out. Yet she turned to even greater prostitution. Remembering her youth when she was a prostitute in Egypt. You are here, you say you will do greater things. You are here, you say you cannot go deeper. You can't go deeper. Some people are going deeper in prostitution. You are here. Every day, one song. You say you are a talented solo artist. Every day, one song. Every day. When they call you, you have only one song. One district, one factory. One district, one factory. Only one song that you have. One campaign song that you have. Are the campaign songs out? Eh? Or people don't follow the politics. And they've just finished choosing their running mates. The songs will be out by August the day. We'll see the songs. Yeah. Hallelujah. I see you going deeper. I say, I see you going deeper. Yeah. That's what I wanted to tell you, that go deeper in learning musical instrument. Everybody here should be able to learn a musical instrument. If you cannot learn any musical instrument, you are not doing anything good. Everybody here should be able to play at least one musical instrument. It adds value to your life. Go deeper in fasting. Go deeper in fasting. Go deeper in acquiring different versions of the Bible. Go deeper. Different versions of the Bible. Only King James you have. Only King James you have. Only King James you have. May the Lord help us to go deeper. I said to go deeper. I see an army of young people going deeper. Stand to your feet. Maraka so manderebe siara. You go deeper and deeper. You go deeper in the scriptures. May you go deeper in your walk with God. May you go deeper in loving the Lord. May you go deeper. Bariko sika barindo bara. Lift up your hands, everybody. Riko zadabra kabandebelebe. Lord, touch our young people. Yes, sing it. Sonia, sing it. Karabazanda baya. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. Ah, kazante rekazaba. Eyanda boseke barado bazibe beleko zipa. Ah, karaba. Save our children. Help our children. Help our children to go deeper. Help our children to move deeper and do more. Lift up your hands, everybody. Kabanda bosia. Karaba zebe. Abandabra. Draw deeper. Ha kosa katabra le kosekete marabo zandelebe kabaya abosa. Help us with the west. Help us with the west. Drop it deeper. Kabo seka baraba melo kosetelebe. Yes, I see you going deeper.
Oh yes,
I see you going deeper.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In everything, go deeper. Go deeper for God. Karabo siya
me karaba zabaya. May we be deeper, oh Lord. Deeper, oh God.
You are going deeper.
Amen.
Lift up your hands. You are going deeper.
Lord,
I see an army of young people.
Yes.
Who are marching to the gates of the enemy.
I hear
their footsteps.
Yes.
A footstep of warriors. A footstep of mighty children. That God is going to use to silence the enemy and the avenger.
Amen.
I see an army of young people who are mighty in the scriptures.
Oh, yes.
I see an army of young people who are mighty in songs.
In the name of Jesus.
I see an army of young people who are mighty in listening to preaching messages.
Amen.
And watching preaching videos.
Amen.
I see an army of young people who are mighty in learning the scriptures.
In the name of Jesus.
Who are mighty in reading Christian
books. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
You'll be mighty.
Amen.
You'll be mighty.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Father, help us.
Yes.
We curse the spirit of shallowness.
Amen.
We curse every spirit of shallowness.
Amen.
We are going deeper.
Yes.
I declare that our children are doing more.
Amen.
They will do more Amen. Quiet time.
Amen.
They will go deeper in their walk with God.
Amen.
They will go deeper in their love for God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Go deeper.
In the name of Jesus.
Go deeper.
Yes.
Our future is bright.
Amen.
Our young people, you are going to shine brighter and brighter.
Amen.
You are going to be rooted.
Amen.
You are going to be grounded.
Amen.
Your foundation will be strong.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing will shake you.
Yes.
Nothing will uproot you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray for you.
Yes.
Receive it.
I receive
Everybody
it.
Lift up your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Receive it.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh,
mm.
Oh,
Harabazibarabado
second,
Mandabazaraba,
let Rababa
Bazime Malandabarabadibarabasabaya. I prophesy into the lives of these children. I yes. prophesy into the lives of these young
In the
children.
Name.
You will arise.
Amen.
You will arise.
Amen.
You will do more.
Amen.
You will do exploits. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You will not fall by the wayside.
Amen.
You will not fall by the wayside.
Amen.
The enemy will not defeat you.
In the name
you
of Jesus.
You will silence the enemy and the avenger.
Amen.
I declare that you make it.
Amen.
You make it.
Amen.
You make it.
Amen.
You are our future pastors.
Yes.
You are our future missionaries.
In the name of Jesus.
You are the future bishops of the church.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare.
Yes.
That you'll be strong.
Amen.
You'll be mighty.
Amen.
The enemy will not take you captive.
In the name of Jesus.
We curse every evil spirit.
Oh, yes.
We curse the enemy. The enemy will never have upper hand over you. Amen. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will do well.
Amen.
You will do well.
Amen.
You will do well. In the name of Jesus. Everybody speak in tongues.
Go
deeper. We will say like Paul has said. He said, not that I have attained, not that I have achieved.
Oh, yes.
Our children have not achieved yet.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we are sorry.
Oh.
If we ever pose as though we have achieved, we are sorry.
Oh, forgive us,
if
Lord.
We have ever compared ourselves with ourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse
oh,
12.
Oh, have mercy,
he
Lord.
Said, they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise.
Oh.
Father, we are not claiming that we have made it. We
oh,
are
yes.
not claiming.
Yes.
If we ever do, forgive us.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy,
Everybody
Lord.
Put your hand on your head. And
have
pray
mercy.
For mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Pray for mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Pray for mercy.
Mercy.
Oh, not that we have
Lord.
Achieved.
Mercy
not that we have arrived.
Oh, yes.
Not that we have attained.
Mercy.
Lord, we say we are sorry.
Oh, we are sorry, Lord.
We are sorry,
Lord.
We are sorry,
Lord. We are sorry, Lord.
Oh, yes. We are sorry, Lord.
Lord, forgive us.
Lord, forgive us.
Forgive us, Lord.
We have not attained.
Oh, yes.
We have not reached anywhere.
Have mercy upon us.
Have mercy upon us.
Have mercy upon us. For comparison, O Lord.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy, Lord.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Young people, pray for yourself. We are close to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Go deeper in prayer. Go deeper in prayer. Go deeper in prayer.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we give you glory.
Yes.
Lord, we give you praise.
In the name of Jesus.
We know. This one thing we know. Forgetting all those things that are behind.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We press towards the mark of the high calling.
Pressing towards, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of
Jesus.
Have
mercy on us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. And take your seat.
Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper into your word of truth. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper to your love for me. Draw me deeper,
take out your first offering,
and deeper to the place where you are. Draw me deeper
and deeper that I may know your
heart. Wow, let's clap for Jesus one more time. Wow. It's time for offering. How many of you enjoyed the session? Are you sure? You were not sleeping. No eating, no. Buama, if you eat minus five, already we've lost some points. Okay, so before we take the offering, let's invite. Ready at 20? Are they ready? Ready at 20? Are you ready? Okay, come up stage then.